Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunan Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Rufua Shalema for Yeruchim Ben Minna and Baruch Avram Ben Hessa. So we're moving along in Perek Elu Metzia's discussing the halachos of a Shavos Aveda. Zok the Mishnah, a Zohi Aveda, what is the definition of an Aveda? Good question. If somebody sees either a donkey or a cow that's grazing on the side of the road, einzu aveda, that's not considered an aveda. If somebody, however, would see a donkey with its kalim, its saddle, etc., flipped upside down, or para, somebody would see a cow, rotza bein hakramim, that's running in between the vineyards, harezu aveda, that would be considered an aveda. The Gemara is going to discuss this first part of the Mishnah in great detail. Another halacha, hichzira ubarcha. What happens if somebody sees an animal, returns it, as the Torah says he's supposed to, and then after he returned the animal ran away. Hichzira ubarcha. He did it a second time, and again the animal ran away. Afilu arbavicha mishnapamim, even if this repeats itself four or five times, or as we'll see in the Gemara, even if it repeats itself 100 times, chayav lachzira, the halacha is, he's obligated to return it again and again and again, shenemar, and it's learnt out from the pasuk, hashev teshivim, what exactly is the drasha? That too we're going to see in the Gemara. Hayav batal misela, let's say somebody, in order to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, had to stop doing the work that he was doing. And the work that he was doing would have earned him a sella. In other words, by him not doing that work, it's coming with an invoice that's a sella. Lo yoymar loy. He can't tell the person that he's returning the aveda to, tain li sella, that I want you to make me whole for the loss that I'm incurring as a result of doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So here's the aveda, but at the same time, I want you to give me a sella. Elo noisun lo yischar kapoil. The Baal Aveda does have an obligation to reimburse him for his expenses, however, not the full sella, which in this case is what he could have earned. Rather, he pays him like a payo. What exactly that means, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. In Yesham Bezdin, if there's a Bezdin present where he wants to return the Aveda, Masnam Bifnei Bezdin, he has a right to go to Bezdin and tell Bezdin, listen, I know I have a mitzvah Shavas Aveda. For me, it's going to come at a loss. If you tell me that I'm going to be made whole, meaning the full seller, if I return the Aveda, I'm going to do it. If not, I'm not going to do it. So the person has a right to do that. So in as much as he can't force the Baal Aveda to make him whole, but koidim hamaisa, he can stand in front of a court and he can stipulate this type of deal. Ein sham bezdin, in the event that there is no bezdin, b'fnei miyisna, for him to be able to make this tonight, shaloi koidim, then he has the right to not return the Aveda. Meaning, you have a right to not return the Aveda. You have a right to work out a deal with the courts. But if you're going to return the Aveda, you can't be toiveya, your full loss. All you can be toiveya is scharek kapoil, Seifa of the Mishnah, as mentioned, is going to be discussed in the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Either way, the Mishnah began, Ezoihi Aveda. What is the definition of an Aveda? And then the Mishnah gave a rather nuanced example. If somebody finds a chamor, the kelov hafuchim, or if somebody finds a para that's rotza bein hakramim, that is the definition of an Aveda. Freit the Gemara, Atu kol hani dam minon, lav Aveda hava. What? Is that the only example of an Aveda? What about everything we've been talking about up until this point? Are those not Avedas? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hachi kama." This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Not Ezoi Aveda, what is an Aveda? As if to say, these are Avedas and nothing else is an Aveda. But rather, Ezoi Klal Aveda, Shuhu Chayeva. What is the general rule that one can run with in terms of understanding the laws of Aveda? So the purpose of this Mishnah is not to define an Aveda. The purpose of this Mishnah is to provide us with a rule that we can apply to all situations for us to be able to figure out in every individual case what exactly is an Aveda. And the Mishnah went on to say, Matzachamar upara roim baderech einzu aveda, v'loy mechayeva. And as a result, you don't have a chiv hashavas aveda. Chamar v'kelo v'afuchim, par v'ratza b'in akramim, harezu aveda. These are considered an aveda u'mechayeva. And as a result, he would have a chiv to return. It says the Gemara, u'lo'ilo. So the Mishnah, after it said, Ezohi aveda, which we just defined as meaning Ezohi klal aveda. So it gave an example of something that's not an aveda, And then something that's an example of what is an Aveda, right? Now, if we're trying to define what is an Aveda, why are we giving examples of things that are not Avedas? It's Pashut, because Michlal Lav Atoshe Meyehen. The point is that you have to understand what is, what isn't. Now I have a comprehensive rule, something I'm able to run with. But either way, what was an example of something that's not an Aveda? If somebody sees a Chamar or a Paro that's Royim Baderech, Ein Zu Aveda, says the Gemara Ulo'ilam, forever? Meaning, is that the case? If you see a chamar and a paro that nobody's claiming, every single time you pass this road, you always see it there. It's not considered an aveda. You would think at some point, if this is not lost, there would be an owner that would come and would come claim it. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda my Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Ad Shloisha Yomim. Up until 3 days, if you see this, it's not an Aveda. But if a fourth day, a fifth day, you keep on seeing this on the side of the road, then even the Chamor or the Par that are Rayim Baderech is going to be considered an Aveda. But the Gemara says, let's take a step back. Meaning, really, in order to understand this, I think we have to analyze this a little bit better. Hechidam, Ibelel Vasa. This person that saw the chamar or the para roim baderech, did he see it at night? Afilu chadashay danami. Then I would think he shouldn't have to see it there for 3 days for it to be considered an aveda. He shouldn't even have to see it there for 1 day for it to be considered an aveda. Afilu chadashay danami. Even if he sees it there for 1 hour, it shouldn't be an aveda. Nibi imama. And if he saw it during the day, afilu tuva nami loy. Meaning, if you saw this animal there during business hours, okay, so this is what the animal does. It goes out and then it comes back home. Why would you assume it's an aveda? You could see it every single day. That shouldn't be an issue. And if you see it there at night, it should be even chadashaita. What's this magic? 3 days is considered not an aveda. Once you pass the 3 day threshold, then already it is. So the Gemara says, Leitzricho, da havachazile bekadmasa ubechashachta. You used to see it not day, not night, but you saw it proverbially, bizman she'eino yoyim ve'eino laila. Rashi says, bikad musa, you saw the fnei alois hashachar, and chashachta, you saw it she'choshcha arvis, meaning you saw it at the crack of dawn, or you saw it shkia time, it was around then that you saw it. So, tlasa yoyim, if you see it that way for 3 days, amrinin isra muye isra mile v'nafka. Okay, it happens. Sometimes it arrives at work a little early, it comes home a little bit late, but tfei, but if you already saw it more than 3 days, something's a little off. Vade avedehi, we assume it's for sure an aveda, and therefore you have a chiv to return it. Tanya namihachi, a braisa that supports this concept of you can have something where you're not sure if it's an aveda or it's not an aveda, but if you see it for 3 days, that means it's an aveda. Motza talus. If somebody finds a talus, vikardim, or an axe, a hatchet, basratya, in a public area, asratya, Rashi says, is a derech kfusha l'rabim. It's a thoroughfare, like a highway. Upara rotza ben akramin. Or if somebody sees a para that was running between the vineyards, harezu aveda, it's considered an aveda. Talus b'tzad gather. If somebody finds a talus, not in an asratya, but on the side of a fence. Kardom bitzad geder. Or if somebody found this kardom on the side of the fence. Upara, not rotza ben akramim, but it was raya ben akramim. It wasn't running, but rather it was grazing. Ein zu aveda. It's not considered an aveda. Gimel yomim zeachazeh reizu aveda. If, however, you saw it there for 3 days, then already it's going to be considered an aveda. So this is just the tanya nami hachi to the basic principle that there's a concept of sometimes you have something that's not an aveda, but if 3 days pass, then already it's going to be considered in Aveda. The Braisa continued and said, if somebody sees water that's coming and it's about to cause a lot of damage, meaning it's going to damage somebody else's field. So what he should do, if he's able to, is quickly erect a fence. Like this, he's going to be able to protect this person's property that's about to get swept away. Now, the truth is, this last line of the Braisa is a chiddush. The reason this last line of the Braisa is a Chiddush, because it sounds like this is a halach in Hilchus HaShavas Aveda. That's the topic of the Braisa. We'll see it a little bit more clearly in a minute. And it therefore would seem to suggest that there's a mitzvah of HaShavas Aveda, even for Karka. Why is that a Chiddush? The reason that's a Chiddush is because we know Karka ain't an exelus, and for the same price, Karka ain't an nevetas. Right? Karka doesn't move, and as a result, you can't steal it, you can't lose it. Not just that. What's happening in this case is you see somebody's karka about to get ruined. The Bryce is telling you that you have an obligation to go in a preventative way to make sure it's not going to happen. It's not so much the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. The mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is when there's an Aveda, return it. Now, the truth is there's a preventative element to that. Return the Aveda so like this doesn't get ruined. But the point is, this is a little bit of a chiddush in Hilchas Hashavas Aveda. So Amar Rava explaining this last part of the Braisa, said, you want to know what the Makar is? How do you know that if somebody sees water that's about to be shoytef and ruin somebody's field, Hareza Goyde B'fneim, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, L'chol Aveda Sachicha. After the Torah mentions different examples of Avedos, and mentions Shor, and mentions a Seh, and mentions a Chamor, and mentions a Simla, then the Torah says, V'chein tase l'chol Avedas achicha, and from those words we learn, l'rabois, even Avedas karka, that there's a concept of an Aveda by karka. Amalei Rav Chananya l'rabois, Rav Chananya told Rav, Tanya nesayelach, Aver Braisa that supports what you just said. Ramayim shesh shoytvin ubaim. If somebody sees water that's shoytef uba, hareza goyder b'fneyen. You're supposed to be goyder. Meaning, it seems to say exactly what Rava just said in his drasha, and that is l'chol avedas achicha l'rabbis avedas karka. So we explained the Gemara that Rava, when he said l'chol avedas achicha l'rabbis avedas karka, was coming to explain the Braisa. Really, from this line of the Gemara, you see, he wasn't coming to explain the Braisa. Because if Rava was coming to explain the Braisa, then it's not a Braisa that supports Rava. Forget Rava was goofa coming to be mefarish the Braisa. So really, the way you have to read the Gemara, even though in the flow it doesn't feel that way, is before Amar Rava period, Rava said l'chol avedas Sachicha, the rabbis Avedas Karka, and Rav Chananya told Rava, by the way, with your shtickel Torah that you just said, I think we have a raya from a Braisa. But Amalei, he told him back that I appreciate what you're telling me, but at the same time, I don't think you have a raya from this Braisa. It's not muchach, this Braisa is a proof of this, because imishum ha loytesai hacha b'mayaskina. It could be what the Braisa is talking about is b'deika oimrin. It's talking about where there were bundles of grain that were on the property, and because there were bundles of grain that were on the property, it could be that's what the Braisa was concerned with. Meaning, the reason the Braisa said that if you see Mayim Shoytvin, Hareza Goyde B'fneim, it's not to protect the Karka. Could be by Karka, being that it's Eino Nigzeles, so it's Eino Nevedes, and for that reason, there shouldn't be a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. What then are you protecting? You're protecting the Oimrin that are on the Karka. But the Gemara says, Ide Ika Oimrin, if there are Oimrin Mayla Meimer, then it's obvious. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha the Ispa Oimrin, the Tzrichi La'aret. It's true, they were Oimrim, but these Oimrim needed the property, meaning they were attached to the ground. And because they're attached to the ground, they're still being yoinik from the ground. Ma'od Tema, I would have thought, kiven the tzrichi la'ara, being that they need the ground, kikufa da aradamim, maybe they're treated like the ground, and therefore there's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. There's no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Kamash Bulan, that there is. Meaning, although the Braisa does mention an idea of protecting Karka, it's not muchach that it's mitzad the Karka. It could be you're coming to protect the Oimrim that were attached to the Karka. If you're coming to protect the Oimrim that are attached to the Karka, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, even where the Oimrim need the Karka, thus you would have thought halachically they're treated like Karka, kamash mamon, that's not the case. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Ezohi Aveda, which the Gemara clarified, means what's the general rule when it comes to Aveda? And the Mishnah gave an example of something that's not an Aveda and something that's an example of what is an Aveda. And like we said, the reason we're mentioning what's not an Aveda, even though we're coming to explain what is an Aveda, because Michlalav Atashemeyahin. So what was the rule? If somebody finds a Chamor or a Parah that are grazing on the road, that's not an Aveda. If somebody finds a Chamor, Vekelov Hafuchim, or if somebody would find a Parah that's Rotzo Bein Hakramim, so then the halacha would be Harezu Avedo, it would be considered an Avedo. Now notice, the two cases of the Mishnah are comparing and contrasting between situations where if you find a Chamar or a Parah, it's not an Avedo, whereas if you find a Chamar and a Parah, it is an Avedo. A Chamar and a Parah that are Royim Baderech is not an Avedo. A chamor that's kelav afuchim, or a parah that's rotza bein akramim, harei zu aveda. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha that is going to be based on what seems to be conflicting mashmois from the two cases. From the case of what's not an aveda, the case of what is an aveda, the Gemara is going to bring two mahalchim, Abaye and Rava, how to reconcile these two conflicting mashmois, and really how to understand Pashup Shan in the Mishnah. So Matzach Amar Upar V'chula Haguf Akasha, says the Gemara, there seems to be an inherent contradiction in the Mishnah. Amrit, the Mishnah says Matzach Amar Upar Royim Baderech Einzu Aved. If somebody finds a Chamar Upar, that's Royim Baderech, it's not considered an Aved. Now Royim Baderech Udalei Hav Aved. It sounds like that if it's Royim Baderech, it's not an Aved. Ha Rotzo Baderech. Let's say it would be Rotzo Baderech, or if it would be Roya Ben Akramim, Havra Aveda, would be considered an Aveda. Meaning, when is something not considered an Aveda? If the animal, whether it's a Chamor or Parah, were Royim Baderech, checks off two boxes. It was Roya, and it was Baderech. What would be if it was not Roya Baderech, but it was Roya Bakramim? Or what would be if it wasn't Roya Baderech, but it was Rotzo Baderech? It sounds like, in those cases, it could be, it would be considered an Aveda. Now, just to be clear, why would Rotza be a Svara for this to be an Aveda more than Raya? If it's Raya, it looks like it's doing its thing. If it's Rotza, it looks like it's running away. It looks like the owner may not ever be able to find it. Why should Kramim be more of a Mokim where you would assume this is an Aveda than Baderech? The reason is because when it's amongst the Kramim, it's very likely to get injured, Rashi says. You have just the whole Matzev that's going on there. As opposed to Baderech, it's something that's a little bit safer. Now, if a car comes and it ends up as roadkill, it's a problem. But back in the day, that was obviously a little less of a concern. And as a result, if it's Rotza, it's more of a Svara for it to be an Aveda. And if it's Ben Akramim, it's more of a Svara to be an Aveda. So really, the Mishnah sounds like it's saying, if it's Raya, A, not Rotza, and Baderech, B, not Bakramim, that's when it's not an Aveda. When it has these two milas, where it's Sai Roya and Sai Baderech, but what would be if it was Roya Ben Akramim, or if it was Rotza Baderech? It sounds like, if there's one issue, that in of itself would be enough for it to be considered Aveda. But the Gemara says, I'm a Sefer, take a look at the Sefer, Chamar V'Kelev Afuchim, Upara Rotza Ben Akramim, and we need the second part. If you have a Parah that's Rotza Ben Akramim, Arezu Aved, it's going to be considered an Aveda. What does it sound like? Rotza Ben Akramim, would have Aveda. If it's Rotza Ben Akramim, then it's considered an Aveda. Or Rotza Baderech, but let's say it would be Rotza, not Ben Akramim, but only Baderech. Or it's not Rotza Ben Akramim, but it's Viraya Ben Akramim, Enzu Aveda, then it wouldn't be considered an Aveda. Meaning it sounds from there that you need Tarti the Greatest. So you would need both Chisroinus for it to yet be an Aveda. You need Sai to be Rotza and Sai for it to be Kramim. So from the Reishin, it sounds like the only time it's not an Aveda is if it's Roya Baderech, where it has Beda Milas. From the Sefer, it's Mashma that the only time it is an Aveda is where it's Rotza Ben Akramim, where it has Beda Chisroinus. What if it has one Mila and one Chisar? Meaning, it's Roya Ben Akramim or it's Rotza Baderech. What would be the halacha? There seems to be a stira, a hagufa kasha, conflicting mashmois between the two lines of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Abai, the first Teretz, Yagadol of Reya. The way you have to read the Mishnah is that really the two lines are coming to complement each other. Tanur Roya Baderech Lo Yave Aveda. The Mishnah began and said that if an animal is Roya Baderech, it's not an Aveda. And you're supposed to know who had in the Roya Ben Akramim. Meaning, emphasis on Roya. As long as it's Roya, it's not considered an Aveda. Roya Baderech is not an Aveda, and the same is true for Roya Ben Akramim. Tanur Rotza Ben Akramim to have Aveda. Then the Mishnah says that if it's Rotza Ben Akramim, it's an Aveda. Again, the emphasis is not on Ben Akramim, the emphasis is on Rotza. Who had in the Rotza Baderech? So too, if it's Rotza Baderech, it's also going to be considered an Aveda. In other words, according to Abaya, what matters is it Raya or is it Ratzna? If it's Raya, then it's not an Aveda. If it's Ratzna, it is going to be considered an Aveda. And the way you read the Mishnah is Yagadol of Raya. Amalei Rava. So Rava told Abai, I Yagadol of Raya. If what's going on in this Mishnah is Yagadol of Raya, meaning the two parts of the Mishnah are coming to complement each other, then listni kilta v'kolshken chamirta. Meaning, say the Kula, and certainly I would know the Chum. The Gemara explains. Listen, Rotza Baderech. Wouldn't it make more sense to say Rotza Baderech to have Aveda for Kolshkein Rotza Ben Akramim? I would know certainly if it's Rotza Ben Akramim, right? Rotza Baderech is the big Chiddush that it's an Aveda. Why? Because the only thing you have going for it to make it an Aveda is that it's Rotza. It's really Baderech. Additionally, the listening Roya Ben Akramim, the Mishnah should have said Roya Ben Akramim, the Loya Aveda, that's not considered an Aveda, for Kolshkein Roya Baderech, and I would know for sure that if it's Roya Baderech, then it wouldn't be considered an Aveda. Meaning, if really every case of Roya is not an Aveda, and every case of Ratza is an Aveda, if that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, then the Mishnah picked the wrong examples to explain the Roya and to explain the Ratza. It picked the lesser Chiddush, where it really should have told me the bigger Chiddush. What we should have been told is that if it's Roya Ben Akramim, it's not an Aveda, and for sure I would know Roya Baderech. And we should have been told that if it's Rotza Baderech, it is considered an Aveda. And I would certainly know if it's Ratza Ben Akram, it's considered an Aveda. So I hear the approach, Abaya, says Rava, and this precedent for it, no less a pasuk in Iyov, Yagudol Avreyoi, which doesn't literally mean this, but the point is, this is a principle that you find that the Tanam used to work with. But at the same time, over here, if this is a Yagudol Avreyoi, it's a little bit dachok, because really, it picked the wrong dogma for the Reisha and the wrong dogma for the Sefer. Ella, my Rava. So Rava said, because of that, I think you have to answer this a little bit differently. Meaning, there is a stira in Mashmois. There's nothing to talk about. Now, there can't be a stira in Halacha. So how do you work it out? So Rava said, Ratza, Ratza Leikasha, the stira that you see as it relates to if an animal is Ratza Baderech, is it considered an Aveda or is it not considered an Aveda? Again, from the Reisha, it sounds like Ratza Baderech is considered an Aveda. From the Sefer, it sounds like only Ratza Ben Akram is an Aveda, Ratza Baderech is not an Aveda. So you're going to have to say that it's not Shver Hoda Ap. It depends what direction was this animal running towards. If it was running away from the city, it's running away from the balabas, then even if it's Ratza Baderech, it's going to be considered an Aveda. But if he's running home, then obviously it's not going to be an Aveda. Now, if it's running home, Bein Akramim, then it is going to be considered an Aveda. Because you have the Bein Akramim issue. But the point is that if it's Ratza Baderech, then it could be, yeah, it could be not. It really depends on what direction it's going in. Hence, you have a Mashmois in the Mishnah both ways. Because the Mashmois that it is an Aveda is when it's running away. The Mashmois that it's not an Aveda is when it's running home. Raya, Raya, Nami, Lakash. And as it relates to the contradiction that is implied from the Mishnah, as it relates to Raya, it's not Shver, Kamba, Aveda, Skufa, Kamba, Aveda, Skarka. One is talking about whether you view this as a Hashavas Aveda case based on the guf, and the other is whether we view this as a Hashavas Aveda case based on the karka. And really, the precedent to that is the previous Gemara that we learned. Rava's Memra, L'chol Avedas Achicha, L'Rabbis Avedas Karka. So you see that there's a halacha of Hashavas Aveda to return a person's karka. So really, when you see an animal that's running, there's two things that you have to take into consideration. Number one, the animal looks like an Aveda. Number two, an animal runs through your field, there's a good chance that your field is going to get ruined. So there's two things that are going on, and the conflicting mashmois is the two different avedas. Kik Tani and Rav explains, Roya Baderech, Oyavi Aveda, the mashmois from the Mishnah, that Roya Baderech is not considered in Aveda, ha Roya Bein Akramim, Havi Aveda, which would imply that what? That if it's Roya Bein Akramim, it is an Aveda, right? The Reish of the Mishnah, Roya Baderech is not an Aveda, but if it's Roya Bein Akramim, it's going to be considered an Aveda, that's by Aveda's Karka. That's as it relates to Aveda's Karka, an animal that's Roya Bein Akramim. So there is an element of Aveda as it relates to the Karka, because the Karka is going to get ruined. V'chik Tani, Ratza Bein Akramim, Havi Aveda, ha Roya Bein Akramim, lo yav Aveda. But when we say that Ratza Bein Akramim is an Aveda, but if it's Roya Bein Akramim, it's not considered an Aveda, Baveda's Gufa, that's as it relates to the Aveda of the Guf. Meaning, the animal itself, if it's Roya Bein Akramim, is not an Aveda. Why? The Ratza Bein Akramim, when it's running between the Kramim, Miskava, it's going to get hurt. For Roya Bein Akramim, but if it's only Roya Bein Akramim, Loy Miskava, it's not going to get hurt. So, it's true. There's a stira in Mashmoy said Rava, with regards to the in-between cases, where you have one Milo, one Chasarim, where the animal is Roya Bein Hakramim, or it's Ratza Baderech. Abazok Rava Loikasha. Ratza, Ratza Loikasha. Roya, Roya Loikasha. Ratza, Ratza Loikasha. Is Ratza Baderech Yad Aveda, not Aveda? Depends on what direction it's running in. Roya Bein Hakramim. Isn't it an Aveda or is it not an Aveda? Depends. Are you looking mitzad the animal or are you looking mitzad the karka? Mitzad the animal, if it's Roya Bein Hakramim, it's not going to be considered an Aveda. Only Ratza, because then it's going to get hurt. But otherwise, not. If it's looking mitzad the karka, even if it's Roya Bein Akramim, it's going to be a problem. But really, what comes out then is as follows. What comes out is that the Mishnah seemingly is saying that if an animal is Roya Bein Akramim, being that there's no Hashava Saveda to the animal, you don't have to return the animal. But there is Hashava Saveda towards the Karka, therefore, you have to return the animal, because you have to get the animal out of the Kramim. So the Gemara asks now, how do you even make this work? The Roya Bein Akramim, when it's Roya Bein Akramim, that Rava just said, don't worry about the animal, but worry about the Kerem. No, Neheya Deloy Miskava. So it's true, the animal's not getting hurt, so you don't have a Chiv now to do anything with this animal, mitzad the animal. But typically, Mishum Avedas Karka, right? You just told me in the same breath that there is an Avedas Karka. So if there's an Avedas Karka, then Mamonav Shach, you have to return it. So how are you really accomplishing it? If you have a Mashmois in the Mishum that if you see an animal that's Roya Bein Akramim, you can leave it there, It sounds like you can leave it there, but you can't leave it there because at the end of the day, this is an Avedis Karka component. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where it's Chal Besnafkamina, Bidakuti, in the event that the Karen belonged to the Kuti, so then you have no Chiv Hashava on the Karen. Why not? Because Avedis Akam is Mutter. The only issue would be the animal that belongs to the Yid. In this case, being that it's only Raya Ben Akramim, that's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, the Tepik Levishum Avedis Gufa. Well, if you have a stray Jewish animal that's Dreng Zich in a farm where there's a big sign that says no trespassing or something along those lines, right? There's a skull and crossbones, so you better take this animal out because the Kufi's going to come out with a rifle and he's going to shoot it. So the Gemara says, why are you not worried? The Domi Katlilo. So the Gemara says, Ba'asra the Masri v'hada Gali. It's talking about a city. Apparently not every city was like this. But this is a city where they warn you first and then they pull the trigger. So if you're in a city like that, so that's where this halacha is going to be in the game. Meaning, where there really is no risk. But the Gemara says, how do you know that? V'doma Asru. Maybe there was Hasra already. Meaning, you can know that this is a city where, if it's not during hunting season, they warn you first. But at the same time, how do you know that this animal or the owner wasn't warned yet? So the Gemara says, "I Asriba." If the owner of this animal was warned, "V'loy is Daruba," and still he allowed his animal to drezach, "Vadi Avede Midasi." At that point, it's an Avede Midasi, and if it's an Avede Midas, then this whole conversation is a moot point anyways, because then anyways it's Hefker, and therefore there would be no issue. The bottom line is, Machlikas Abayi V'Rava had to work out the stira, Rotz Na Rotz, Roya Aroy. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Returning to the Mishnah. Hichziru Ubarcha. If somebody returns an Aveda, it was an animal, and then it ran away. So, he did it again. Hichziru and Ubarcha. Afilu Arba V'Chamish Opamim Chayv L'Hichziru. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Hoshev Tishivim. Now, where does it say Hoshev Tishivim? It says it by the Iker Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Leisir Eshoy Rachicha Eseyoy Nidachim V'Salam Temehem Hoshev Tishivim La'achecha. Says the Gemara. Amal Yehu Midrabanon L'Rava. So one of the Rabbanon told Rava, Ema, maybe the way you're supposed to read the Pasnik Hoshev Tishivim is Hoshev Chadazim. No? You have a mitzvah to return it once. Tishivim Treisnimni. Then Tishivim means to return it a second time. Meaning, the Mishnah says that if you return it and it runs away, you return it, it runs away, even four or five times. How do you know four or five times? Maybe two times. Meaning, Talmud Loimar Hashiv Teshivim. What do you see in Hashiv Teshivim? Presumably, the Gemara is going to go through this now a little bit better, that even after you return it, you have a chiv to return it again. Okay, a second time. Hashiv 1, Teshivim 2. This is easy math. Where do you see from here? Afilu Arba V'Chamish Opamim. That's what Hahumid Rabbanon asked Rabbah. Amalei told him, no. This is the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. Hashev afilu kuf panim ashma means even 100 times. Teshivim is actually coming to teach me something else. What's it coming to teach me? Ain't liyalu lebeisoy. I would know that the chiv hashavas aveda is to return it to the person's house. Like literally, you have to walk it into the kitchen. Leginase lukavasi minayim. How do you know that if you return it to his gina or to his churva, right, his chotzer? How do you know that's okay? Talmud loymet teshivim ikamak. We learned that out from the extra word teshivim. So before we wrap this up, the Gemara digresses. Gemara says, "Hey chidami, you're telling me as a halacha, and it's learned out from the word teshivim, that not only could you fulfill your mitzvah Shabbos Aveda if you return it to the person's house, but even if you return it to his gina and his chorva." So the Gemara says, let me understand this a little bit better. This gina and chorva, idem intro, is it a protected gina v'chorva pshita? Then it's obvious you should be able to return it. Why should there be a din bias? What's the difference if it's the person's house or if it's his chas? If it's his property and it's protected, so it's all the same. And idaloy mintra, and if it's not protected, amai, then why could you? I mean, you probably can't return it to a person's house if it's loy mintra either. So what's this chiddish? The Torah wrote an extra word, a kefil halosha, not hoshev, but Hashiv teshivim, to tell me even gina v'chorva mevanav shach. If it's protected, then it's included in hashiv. And if it's not protected, then what's going on over here? Then it shouldn't be okay. So the Gemara says, lo'ilam le'mintara. Really, it's nogeya, where the gina and the chorva was protected. V'ha'kamashman, here's the chiddish, the lo'y be'inon das bailim, that you're allowed to return it to the gina and the chorva, even if the bailim doesn't know about it, meaning you didn't tell him, listen, Rabbi, I returned your Aveda, gets achtig, make sure it doesn't get lost again. You don't have to do that. Ukid Rabbi Loza, it's based on Rabbi Loza, the Amara. Rabbi Loza said, Akol Tzrichim Das Bailim, anytime a person fulfills a Hashava, like Hashavas Akneva, Hashavas Akzeli, you always need to notify the person, Chutz Me Hashavas Aveda, with the exception of Hashavas Aveda, Shatay Ribsa Hashavas Arbi. Because it says, Hashav Teshivim, Le Rabbis Hashavas Arbi, and that's really what the Brisa means. Even to the Gin and the Chorba, meaning even though it's a situation where he might not know about it, you put it in his house, you essentially notified him. But if you put it into one of his some property that he owns, so that already he might not know. And the chiddush is that as long as it's mintera, you're allowed to do that because there's no halacha of das bailam when it comes to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And that's what I learned from Teshuvah. But just coming full circle, the Mishnah said that if a person returns an Aveda, gets lost again. You return the Aveda, gets lost again. Even four or five times, you're obligated to do it because it says Hashav Teshuvah. So Ahumid Rabbanon told Rava, he said, it sounds to me like the drasha is from the word teshiveh, meaning not hashnev teshiveh, and that's the rabbis, even multiple times, but as kasha was, maybe only then I know two times. Hashev is one, teshiveh is two. So Rabbi says, no, you don't understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Talmud Lomir hashev teshiveh, it's not the teshiveh. It really could have said Talmud Lomir hashev. That's the point. It's from the word hashev itself. Hashev I know four or five times, afilu me'apamim. The word hashev itself means that. Now, what do you see in the word hashev, afilu me'apamim? I don't know. Hashev means one time. Hashev means afilu me'apamim. Is it a drasha? Is it something about the grammar of the word hashev? So ayin berishayim. They discuss this. But the bottom line is that the drasha is from the word hashev. What then is teshivim coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me a new halacha that you don't need das bailim. You can return it even to a gina and a churva as long as it's mishnah meres. Either way, the Gemara now is going to give us one of the great digressions of all time. So we just mentioned the drashna of Hashev Teshivim and how we know that the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is not just to return it once, but it's afilu meya pa'amim, like the Gemara said. The Gemara now is going to bring a whole bunch of different examples in the Torah where you find the Torah introduces a mitzvah and it uses a kefal haloshin, such as Hashev Teshivim. And the question is, what is this kefal haloshin coming to teach me? Says the Gemara, it says in the Torah, Shaleach teshalach esoim ve'esabodim tikachloch. This is, of course, the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Says the Gemara, imo shaleach chodo zimno teshalach trei zimni. Based on this, you would think that there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Send the mother away once. The mother comes back. Do it a second time, but a third time already, you're not obligated to do. So the Gemara says, amalei. So he told him back. By the way, this is a continuation of the discussion between Ahumid Rabbanon and Rav, right? That's the Amaleh. Meaning they had this conversation about Hashif Teshivim and they digress. This is not the Gemara digressing. This is Rav and Ahumad Rabbanon on their level making this digression. So he told them back, no, that really the word Shaleach means Afilu Me'apam Mashma. Teshalach is coming to teach me another law. What's coming to teach me? I would think that the whole mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is only if you want these birds for Advar Rishos. Ledvar Mitzvah Minayin. How do you know that if you're getting involved in a mitzvah here, still there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? Talmud Loim. So the word Teshalach and Hanami is not from where I know the extra, because if Shalech would be one, then Teshalach would be two, and I wouldn't know even 100 times. The Teretz says Shalech doesn't mean one, it means 100. So what's Teshalach? It's coming to teach me that even for a Dvar Mitzvah, still there's a mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. Now what would be a Dvar Mitzvah? You need a bird to do a mitzvah? So Rashi says that the Dvar Mitzvah is, you're a Mitzvah and you need your Shteitzi Poirim in order to do your Teretz HaMetzayra. Incidentally, so it sounds like we need a pasuk to shalach to tell me that Tyrus HaMetzayra is not doicha shiluach hakan. This would seem to really be an asei doicha lois asei shayla. Right? You have to work out the aseis, the lois aseis, and go through all the different parameters. The truth is, it is. And one of the big sugis in Shas, as it relates to the halachos of asei doicha lois asei, is in the end of Mesechtes Chulin, where the Gemara talks about the mitzvahs of Shiluach HaKan. So it's interesting. Tucked away in Perek Eilu Metzias, there's a lot of Asei Doicholois Asei. Yesterday's daf, we had the Koyim Beveis HaKforis, so much raid in the Rishonim and Achroinim as it relates to the Ikur Sugis of Asei Doicholois Asei, and we have it in the next daf again, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, with regards to Shiluach HaKan and Tyrus HaMetzayra. We're going to see it again in tomorrow's daf Bezer Hashem. But either way, snuck the Gemara. Amalei Ahumid Rabbanon the Rava. So again, Ahumid Rabbanon told Rava, Ve'emo, it says in the Torah, Hoicheach, Toicheach Hasam Yisech. This is the mitzvah of Toichacha. So he said, it would seem, Hoicheach, Chodesim, no Toicheach, Trey Zimni. Right? Is that true? You have to be Machiach a person twice. But if after two times he doesn't listen, then let it be. Amalei, he told no. Hoicheach, Afilu Kuf Pamim Mashma. The word Hoicheach is Mashma even 100 times. Toicheach. So what then is Toicheach coming to teach me? In the Elo Rav the Talmud, because had it not said Toicheach, I would think that a Rebbe has a Chiyach Toicheach towards his Talmud. Talmud the Rav Minayin. How do you know that even a Talmud has an obligation to be Machiach his Rebbe? Right? Sounds like a Chiddush. Talmud is giving Musa. Right? Talmud calls his Rebbe. He says, sit down. You know, I have to give you a shmooze. Medach Mechazik Zayin a little bit. How do you know that that's true? Talmud Loimar, Toicheach, Toicheach, Mikol Mokim. So again, it seems like Ahumid Rabbanon told Rava, I know Toichacha you're supposed to give over and over and over again. He says, I don't know, I'm reading the Pasuk. To me, I see hoicheach toicheach too. How do you know even more? So Rava told him the same answer. He says, no, you're making a toice. The way you're supposed to read it is hoicheach even 100 times. What's the chiach? Afilu tam of the Rav. We're going to get into this a little bit in the rain. Ozoiv tazoiv imoy. So this is the mitzvah of ozoiv tazoiv. Ein liyelo ba'olof imoy. Shein ba'ol bimimimimimim. How do you know that this is a mitzvah of ozoiv tazoiv, even if the owner's not there? So again, what's the mitzvah of ozoiv tazoiv? Person sees the chamar of someone else that's roivet tachas masoy. It's sitting underneath a load. So there's a mitzvah of ozev tazev yomai to help the balabas remove the load from the chamar. Says the Gemara. So again, I would think that the mitzvah is only if the balav is imai. Why? Because it says ozev tazev imai. How do you know, even if ain't balav imai? So it says ozev tazev. Mikal makim. Hakim takim. What do I learn from the words hakim takim imai? So hakim takim is said with regards to the mitzvah of kima. So what's that mitzvah? Right? It sounds a lot like the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, but it's not. The salamta is very much an Eilam Metzias word. Hakim takim imai. You're supposed to help the person lift the load. So this is the exact opposite of Azav Taz. If somebody has an animal, he's trying to get a load on top of the animal, you give him a lift, right? You give him a little bit of help. So again, from the words hakim takim imai, the word imai is a little bit misleading. It would sound that the only time there's an obligation to do it is if the owner is it. Shein balavim of nine. How do you know that if the bayon's not there, that you're not supposed to tam alaymer? Hakim takim ikom hakim. The word hakim takim comes to teach me this extra words. Again, in the spirit of extra words, so that's what Hakim Takim is coming to teach me. Why do I need a mitzvah of prika and why do I need a mitzvah of tina? Forget about the double lashon. Pasha, why do I need both mitzvahs? If the Torah says prika, I would know tina. If the Torah says tina, I would know prika, right? Prika means to help take the load off. Tina means to help load it. Isn't it one and the same? But what's the tzad hashav shabahan? Help a friend, help a Jew, or even an enemy, like the Pasuk says. He's soinacha. Either way, you help him, right? So why do I need both mitzvahs? So the Gemara says, Srich, Nikas, Rachman, Prika, had it only said Prika, I mean, I would have thought, Mishum, take it Tzar Balichayim. Because it's Tzar Balichayim for the animal, right? This load is very, very heavy. It's Tachas Masoy. Not just that, the Ikachsarin Kiss. And this also a Chisarin Kiss. Because the animal might get ruined. Avu Tiina, but Tiina, the Lav Tzari Tzar Balichayim Ikka, with this no Tzar Balichayim, V'loi Chesar and Kiss Ikka, and there's no Chesar and Kiss, right? There's no animal that's in pain, there's no animal that's about to get damaged. Same Eloi, I would have thought maybe this halach is not true. V'yashmina Tino, and had it said to Ina, Mishon de Beschar, I would have thought, because by Tina, the halach is, you're allowed to charge for your services, right? That's the halach, similar to Hashavas Avedim. Abu Prika de Bechinam, but Prika which is Bechinam, Eloi, I would have thought not. Meaning, there'd be no way to know prika bechinam from tina. Because although there is a mitzvah of tina, and maybe you could learn prika from tina, kal v'chaymer, the tzar b'lichayim, the chasar and kiss, but I would think that maybe you're allowed to charge for it. Sricha, that's why I need the two mitzvahs. I need the mitzvah of tina, despite the fact that I know prika, to know that even when there's no tzar b'lichayim, there's no chasar and kiss, and I need the mitzvah of prika, even when I know tina, to know that prika can be bechinam. Says the Rav Shimon, don't have tina bechinam. Because Rav Shimon that says that tina is bechinam, you can't charge for tina. So meaning, let it say tina, I'll know prika kal v'chaymer, and what are you going to tell me? I would think you can charge. No, you can't, because by tina you can't charge. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Rav Shimon loy mesay mikroy. You have to say a chiddush gadol. According to Rav Shimon, you know why the Torah had to say ozoiv tazoiv, and the Torah had to say hakim takim, because had it only said one, I would have not known which one it is, and I would have assumed the less a chiddush. Tafasta mu'et tafasta. And I would have thought, whichever one it said, whether it was ozev tazev or hakim takim, I would assume that it's talking about the mitzvah of prika. I need two to know prika v'tina. So you're right. According to Rav Shimon, if I would know tina, if the Torah would say tina, that's what it would say. Tiina balas, yeah, then I know prika, for sure. But Torah didn't say that. And therefore, I need two to end up knowing what it is that I know. But the Gemara asks another question. Lomali the michtav hani tarti, v'lomali the michtav aveda. Once I know prika v'tina, why do I need the whole parsha of Hashavas Aveda? Shouldn't I know the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda from prika v'tina? Again, it's all one and the same. Help your friend. So if that's the case, so let it say prika and tina. There's a tzrichas for those two. But once I know those two, I'll know Hashavas Aveda. Mar says tzrichas because Rakhmana Hani Tarti. Had it said those two, I would have thought much of the tzara de mar isa, tzara di da isa. Because over there, side the owner is in pain and side the animal is in pain. Avol aveda, but as it relates to aveda, the tzara de mara isa But as it relates to an aveda, where true, the owner is in pain. The owner is looking for his aveda. But the animal's not in pain. The animal is oblivious to what's going on. So I would have thought not. So therefore, I need to know the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, despite the fact that I already know the mitzvah of prekavitit liyashmin an aveda. Had I known aveda, I would have thought mishum the lesser lamar bada. Maybe the reason is the mitzvah of shavas aveda because the owner can't give zechen etzah. Why? Because he doesn't know where it is. Aval hani tarti the issel lamar bada, where the bala bus, the owner is there. Emaloi. Maybe this is not a situation where I have to get involved. Tzricha. That's the tzricha. Just to speak out one thing, pshatava, in case it's bothering you as you learn the gemara, and that is the gemara says that prekatiina, this tzara demara and this tzara the Behema, as opposed to by Aveda, all there is Tzara Demara. Now, Prika, this Tzara the Behema, right? The animal sitting Tachas Masai. Where's the Tzara of the Behema as it relates to the mitzvah of Hakim Takim? Right? Where's that Tzara? So the Rishonim say that you have to say that if one person is going to take a heavy load and he's going to put it on top of an animal, it's going to be more painful to the animal than if two people pick up the load and they put it on top of the animal. And that's why we view the mitzvah of ti'ina also as involving pain to the animal. And therefore, the Gemara says, if I would know ti'ina, like if I would know prika, I would have no way of knowing hashnavas aveda. Either way, moving along with different examples where the Torah uses a double lashon. It says, mois yumas hamaka. This is talking about someone that's chai misas bezer. Why the double lashon? Hey, the elabim misa. Right, it's not coming to teach me that if you kill him once and then he does it aver, you have to kill him a second time, right? So why does the Torah say mois yumas? Because had it only said once, I would have thought, hey, elabim misa. That's tafki the misa that you're supposed to get, right? The arbitrary misa's best then, depending on the avera. Let's say for whatever reason you can't give him the misa haksuva boy. How do you know that you're supposed to give him some other misa? Talmudoy ma mois yumas mikomakim. From the word mois yumas, I learned that even if you can't give him the regular misa, still you give him another misa. Hakei tak. It says in the parsha of the Irani Dachas, Hake Saka. Again, a double lashon, right? What happened to the Chevron, the Irani Dachas? They got Mises Bezin. Which Mises Bezin did they get? They got Mises Saif. A little bit of a chiddush, because a Yochid that's Oved Avodah Zarah gets Skila. But a Irani Dachas got Saif. One of the ideas that the Rishonim talk about, which we've mentioned over the years, back in the day when we learned Sanhedrin and these sugis, is that an Irani Dachas was treated like Bnei Noach, a Ben Noach that's over any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, as a Ross and Zui Misasa, and he gets Mises Bezin, and which Misa does he get? He always gets Saif. So the Irani Dachas, they're not even treated like Yidden, and it's for that reason they got Saif. But regardless, it says a double lashon. Why? Ainli, Yalabah HaKak, Suva Behen. Because had it only said a single lashon, I would have thought that they get saved, nothing else. How do you know that saif is only a lechatchila? But b'di'evet, just make sure this person is not alive anymore. That's the double lashon. It says in the Torah, hoshev toshev. So the context over here is, there's a lender, there's a borrower. The lender took collateral. He took a mashkin from the borrower. The Torah says, "Hoshev toshev le'asav avoit kevoy hashemesh v'shochav b'salmosoy uveirachcha luchati yitzak lefnei Hashem alukach." So let's say the collateral that you took is this person's pajamas, something that he needs at night to be able to go to sleep with. It's his blanket, it's his pillow. So when the night comes, if the loiva comes knocking on the door and he says, "Can I please have my collateral, my mashkin?" You give it to him. Now he has to give it back to you the next morning. But that's a mitzvah's esedai raisa. The Torah says, "Uluchati yitzak." So it says the Gemara, it says a double lashon. You know why the Torah used a double lashon? Because I only said a single lashon. I would have thought that the only time there's a mitzvah is if Bezdin is the one that enforced this mashkin. Right? Leiv Bezdin Masna, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Tanai Bezdin, they have certain koichos. So I would have thought maybe it's then that you have this halacha that you have to give it back. How do you know? Let's say the person took the mashkin, it was a privately negotiated mashkin. So how do you know even then you have this mitzvah? Talmud Loimer, Hoshev, Toshev, that's double Loshev, Mikomachim. It says in the Torah, Chovel Tachbel. What's that? So it's the same exact context. One is a pasuk in Parshas Kiseis, the other is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, but they're talking about the same things. Im Chovel Tachbel Salmas Reyecha, Ad Boy Hashemesh Tishi Venola. Again, the same story where somebody borrowed money, gave a mashkin. The Torah says, when this person needs the mashkin, give it back to him. So why do you have the double lashon? Again, for the same reason, because I'd only said a single lashon, I would have thought that the only time this halach is true is if it was done b'shus bezin. How do I know it's true that even shloi b'shus bezin talmud loy mechavol tachtol mikol mok beidem arvani trei kroy lomeli? Why do I need two psukim? Right, it's just the kash and the parish of the Torah. Why do I need two psukim to tell me the same thing? Now, the truth is, one is a mishnah Torah, but still there's a drasha here. So why do I need two? So the gemara says chadlik sus laila v'chadlik sus yoyim. The other way, chadlik sus yoyim v'chayer v'ayvoker. One's coming to teach me if it's a ksus yoyim, and the other one is coming to teach me if it's a ksus laila. In either case, you need it. And the truth is, the tiktokah psukim is mashma that way. Because if you look at the psukim, hashiv tashav le'esu avoid kivoy hashemesh, when the sun is setting, and the other one is chavol tach basamis reyecha adboy hashemesh. So you see that one is talking about the ksus yoyim, and the other one is talking about the ksus laila. Pasayach tiftach. This is by the mitzvah of tzedakah. Why is there a double lashon? Because I would have thought that the only time you have a chiyuv to give tzedakah is v'aniyah ircha. V'aniyah iracheres minayin. How do you know you have a chiyuv to give tzedakah? Even v'aniyah iracheres talmud loymer pasayach tiftach mikol makom. This is a chiddush. I mean, we know v'aniyah ircha, but it would have been a havamina that the whole mitzvah stock is only for aniyah. You have no chiv to give stock to someone that lives outside your city. It just goes to show the chashivos of aniyah yircha, just from the havamina in the Gemara. But either way, it's the double lashon that teaches me pasayach tiftach mikol machim. Nothing tite. Again, a double lashon. It's also in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Eli el matana meruba. I would have thought you give a matana meruba, matana muetis minayin. How do you know that if you can't give a matana meruba, you should give a matana muetis? Meaning maybe a matana muetis is insignificant. Talmud loymer nothing tite mikol machim. Hanik Tanek, the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Never Ivri, when he was sent off, there was a mitzvah to give him some sort of severance package. Right? He got Hanukkah. Why a double lashon? Because I only said Hanukkah. I would have thought that the only time there's a chiyuv to give Hanukkah is if the house got bracha because of it. Meaning then it's manikin. How do you know if there was no bracha not? Now, why would you think that the only time there's a mitzvah is if there was bracha? Because that's what the pasuk says. Hanik Tanek loy mitzoynchu migarnuch miyukvecha ashabirach hashem alikecha titein loy. You had a Never Ivri. The bias got brocha because of that, so give him a piece. Makes sense that you should share the profits with him a little bit. So maybe only if there was profits. But let's say, since this Eved Ivri game, he didn't bring brocha, maybe he brought other things. So maybe there's no chiv. That's the double lashon of Hanik Tanik, that even if it was Leinis Baruch HaBayis Beglolo, still there's a chiv. The Rabbi Loz Ben Azari says the Gemara, the Amen is Baruch HaBayis Beglolo, Manikin Loi, Leinis Baruch HaBayis Beglolo, Ein Manikin, Tanik Lomi. Not everybody holds that there's a chiv Hanako where it's Leinis Baruch HaBayis. Rabbi Loz Ben Azari disagrees with that. So going to Rabbi Loz Ben Azari, why do I have the double lashon? So the Gemara says, you want to know why? Dibra Torah Kalashim and Yadam. So after all this, all these different examples and the Gemara, there is an idea of Dibra Torah Kalashim and Yadam. And it's because of the Dibra Torah Kalashim and Yadam that we have this halacha. Just one last Gemara. Havet Tavi Tenu. It says in the Torah, Havet Tavi Tenu. So, Kipasoyach Tiftach is Yad Choloi, Mitzvah Tzedakah, V'Havet Tavi Tenu Dei Machsoy Rashiach. It's also Mitzvah Tzedakah. But Havet Tavi Tenu means you should borrow him money, right? You should lend him money. That's what it means. So, there's a mitzvah to give where applicable, and there's a mitzvah to lend where applicable. Says the Gemara, Eli Elisha, I would know, had it not said the double lashon, that the only time there's a mitzvah to lend somebody money is if you have a person that doesn't have money. And he's Eni Reitzel Lesparnes, Soini Matanos Yechei, doesn't want to take tzedakah. So that's where it's Negeya. You know what? Don't give it to him, lend it to him. Listen, you have to help this guy. Am Rachmana, Tein Loi Derech Hava. Give him, at least in this way, through a loan. How do you know if this person has money? He has money, but he doesn't want to be misparnas from his own money. So how do you know you have a chiv to give him then? Right? You would think you don't. Talmud Loimar, even then, Tavitenu, and that's learned out from the extra word mikol makom. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, Amayesh Levani Roitz Lispinus in the Skokin Loi. Rav Shimon is chayuk with this. Rav Shimon knows that person. No, in the Skokin Loi. Tavitenu Lamali. So why does it say Tavitenu? So the Gemara says some Sveitin Mol, the same idea. Dibra Teira Kiloshim Bnei Adam Exhale. So as it relates to Raid, see how much time we have. First, the Ari is, so the Mishnah began with Halacha, that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is to return an Aveda, and you have to do it again and again, afilu arba v'chamisha palmim, and it's learned out from the words, Hoshev Teshivim. And when you learn Mishnayis, it certainly feels like the drush is Hoshev, return it to Shivim is Lerabos, that you have to return it many times. But what emerged from the Gemara is that that's not the pshat. Really, the drosha of the Mishnah was Hoshev. And from Hashev you learn not just four or five times, but you learn afilu meyapam, even 100 times. And Teshivim is actually coming to teach me a whole other halacha. It's coming to teach me that hakol tzrichim das baylem chutz mi hashavas aveda, that if you return it to a chatzah mishtameres, with that you can be mekayim your mitzvah of a shavas aveda. And then the Gemara gave a whole bunch of different examples of where you find the Torah uses a double lashon, where the halacha is in that particular mitzvah afilu meyapamim, but the afilu meyapamim is not learned out from the kefil halashon, but rather the afilu meyapamim is learned out from the initial word. Hoicheach means you meichiach afilu meyapamim. What's the chiach coming to teach me? Even a Talmud should be meichiach his rabbi, etc., etc. But the point is that the riboy of afilu meyapamim is not learned out from the kefil halashon, but rather, Hashem means afilu meyapamim. Shaleach teshalach, shaleach means afilu meyapamim. Hoicheach means afilu meyapamim. The whole signun here of this Gemara. Two of the examples that the Gemara gave when it darshan, this double lashon, were poiseach tiftach es yotcholoi and nosoin titenloi, which are both one and the same. It's the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. It says, foiseach tiftach, and it says, nosoin tipein, which is the double lashon. And the Gemara says, why do you say foiseach tiftach? Why do I need the double lashon? Kamash melon, not only aniye yircha, but even aniyim that are not from your city. Nosoin tipein, why do I need the double lashon? You would have thought, maybe only a matana meruba, kamash melon, that this halacha is going to be true, even for a matana muetis. If you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi, ki foiseach tiftach es yot choloi. Zokte, look at Rashi, afilu kama pa'amin. Fasoyach tiftach afilu kama pa'amim. Nosoin titein loy. Zok Rashi, afilu meya pa'amim. When you read Rashi, for sure your initial inclination is that Rashi's darshaning the extra word. Fasoyach tiftach, that's the Dibra Maschel, afilu kama pa'amim. Nosoin titein loy, afilu meya pa'amim. Right, why do you feel that way? Because it certainly sounds that way. Not just that, the Dibra Maschel of Rashi is not fasoyach, it's fosoyach tiftach. The Dibra Maschel of Rashi is not nosoin, it's nosoin titein. And it certainly sounds like it's the kefil haloshen from where Rashi is getting his halach. The emes is that if you take a look at the Sifri, often not right here, it's clear Rashi was quoting the Sifri. The Sifri says like this, Uminayin shim pasachto pamachas, ato poiseach filu meyapamim. How do you know that if you give somebody tzedakah once, you have a chiv to give him tzedakah 100 times, Talmud loymar ki fasayach tiftach es yot choloi. Mefurish. The Sifri says it again. Uminayin shim nosato pamachas, ato noisen leyafilu kuf pa'amim, Talmud loymar nosoin tite. Meaning the Sifri is saying what Rashi's saying. Rashi's calling this a free, Kedarke Bakoidish. And really, it sounds like not like our Gemara here in Bava Messiah da Flam and Aleph. Our Gemara said, Fasoyach Tiftach is the rabbi's this. Nosoin Titein is the rabbi's that. Fakert, Fasoyach itself is Mashma Filo Mei Apamim. And Nosoin itself is Mashma Filo Mei Apamim. But the Sifri, at first glance, it would seem not that way. And it sounds like Rashi was Boicher, and he quoted the Sifri as opposed to the Gemara in Elo Metzias. Right? So this drush of afilu meyapamim in the world of the Sifri, you don't know from the word fasayach. You don't know it from the nasayin. Fakert, it's learned out from the riboy alosha. And it would sound like there'd be major nafkaminas and major implications in terms of how to revisit our entire sukkah here above Metziyat Aflam and Alf. You have to rework all the different drushes. I mean, all these drushes that the Gemara learned out from the riboy, shaleach the shal, all these different dinim. How is it going to work out in the world of the Sifri? But at Muschel Rishon, it sounds like there's a machloikis between the Sifri and between the sukkah here in Elam Metziyas. And it sounds like Rashi and Chumash was mefarish to psukim like the Sifri, and he wasn't mefarish to psukim like the Gemara. But if you take a look at the Netziv, in his pirish on the Sifri, he says a davar nifla. The Sifri says like this, I'll read it. Uminayim shim pasach to pamachas, ato poiseach afilu meyapamim. Talmud loymer ki pasayach tiftach az yot choloi. Zok this Netziv, pirish, loy beteris mitzvah. The Sifri doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to open up your hand and to give tzedakah afilu meyapamim. Dezeh neilaf mi pasayach echadava. Because that I don't need the Ribei Aloshim for. That I know from the first Pasayach. Afilu kam b'pamim. Ki demak shi yashas b'vim mitziyah. Taf lamed aleph amed aleph. Elo, zok de nitziv, b'toyres haftocha. You want to know what this Pasuk is saying? It's giving you haftocha. Asher achakach yekol olav v'yimol orlas levavoy. That the point is that minayim shim ato posach to pamachas. Ato poiseach afilu me'epamim. It's hard to give tzedakah. The Torah says, Torah bavarns how hard it is to give tzedakah. But what the Pasuk is saying is, I give you a haftachah. Train yourself to give tzedakah. That if you're going to be Paiseach once, you're going to see you'll be able to be Paiseach afilu meir pamim. The way to become good at giving tzedakah is with practice. You have to give tzedakah. Practice makes perfect. And the more you practice, so the better you're going to get at being able to give tzedakah. And that's what's going on here. Nosan Kitin, by the second Sefri Zok, then it's Ziv Nocham. He says, like I explained it earlier, so the Netziv is learning the Sefri, not Kipshutai. He's saying that Avada Chtivs with the Gemara above Metziah. And Rashi, when he quoted the Sefri, wasn't coming to be machria between the Sefri and between the Gemara. It's two different things. The Gemara's Poiseach is talking about the mitzvah. The mitzvah, Poiseach, that's the Rabbis Afilu Meir Pavim. As opposed to the Netziv is saying Avtocha. Of course, the Tzushtel to this Netziv is the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayis in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam talks about a person that wants to give a certain schum of money. And he has two choices. He can write one big check to one person, or he can give a whole bunch of small checks to a whole bunch of different people. And the Rambam says, which one should you do? Everyone knows this. Rambam, the second, exactly. He's supposed to write the small checks to a bunch of people. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Lekach Toiv, he says this is a raya to Reva Kamas over Reva Echos. He has his great Chakira, quality versus quantity in Halacha. And one of his Marmakoimis, he brings over 20 Marmakoimis. And one of his Marmakoimis says, this Rambam, that you see the more mitzvahs you do, even though each one is smaller, Be'echos is better. Reva Kamas, it takes precedence over Reva Echos. But if you look at the Rambam inside, the Rambam said that Pshat in my sheet is not Reva Kamas over Reva Echos. But the Rambam explains himself. He says, because the more tzedakah you give, the more you train yourself. Adam nifal kafi pulaisav, like the Sefer HaChinuch says famously. And he says, it's poshut. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. So I'd rather you do, says the Rambam, multiple acts of tzedakah. Right, this is all part and parcel of what's going on here in this Sefri, the way the Netziv understands it's Sefri. Im posoyach tiftach, you're going to see, you open it, you do it once, you train yourself. Right, the Netziv sounds a little bit more like there's a haftacha, ani maftiach lecha, that it's going to work. The Rambam was speaking a little bit more rationally, but the bottom line is, atzad ha-shava shabahem is im posoyach. If a person's going to give tzedakah once, you're going to see you end up giving tzedakah multiple times. But the emphasis is like this, it's just kedai to mention this, and that is that really this Netziv is a chiddush. I mean, obviously it's a chiddush, it's moving me, I love that it's a chiddush. But it's a very big chiddush, and if you look in the Rishonim, that I'm a farish to Sefri, I took a look in the Rabbeinu Hillel, which is a classic pirish on the Sefri. Rabbeinu Hillel's mashma that he understood the Sefri kapshuta. And really this Sefri then is being chaylik with the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metziah, and the Sefri holds that from Pasayach you don't know Meyapamim, and from Nosan you don't know Meyapamim, but rather this is something that you know from the Kefal HaLashon, and in which case the Sefri is not like the Gemara Bava Metziah, in which case Rashi really was going not like a whole Sugi and Shas Bava Metziah. Again, if you know how Rashi operated when he wrote his Pirish Alatay, it's not a Kasha, but the bottom line is that the Sefri B'Muscha Rishon is not like it. And then this is like this. If you look around, you're going to find that there are Svarim HaKdoshim, Rishonim and Achroinim, that seem to have almost made themselves nish visendik. They were over on loisucha lesale. On this sugya right here, in Bava Metziah daf lamed alef, I'll just give you two examples. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, the mitzvah that we're learning, Hoshev teshivim lo'achich, tetzava ha-toyro, sheniyah zehirim, ba'ashavas Aveda lo'baylam, umikeifel lo'ashava. For the fact that the Torah says, Hoshev teshivim, darshu razal afilu me'epam, that's a habimin of the Gemara. This Rabbeinu Bechaya is a Pella. I didn't say anyone asks Kasha. But it's a Pella. It's Mamish Miraf Sinigri. It's Kenegan of Mefurish Gemara. I'll give you another example. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Yevomis, Daf Samachay Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, it's a well-known Gemara. Am Rabbi Yilom, Yishom Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Kishem she mitzvah al-odam loymar dover ha-nishma, kach mitzvah al-odam sheloy loymar dover she'inoy nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah for a person to say a dover ha-nishma, to give toichacha when the person's going to listen, there's equally a mitzvah to not give toichacha if you know this person is not going to listen. What's the makar to this? You only give toichacha if the person on the other end is going to be makabel. So Rashi says the chsiv because it says hoicheach toichiach, and we learn from there lohicheach misha makabel heimenu. So if you take a look at the Marsha, it's clear that the Marsha understood that the drasha of Rashi was, you're supposed to be moichiach, someone that's mekabel toichacha. Hoicheach, toichiach. You're only moichiach someone who on the receiving end is going to be capable of accepting toichacha. Zok, the Marsha, you should know that Rashi sounds like that the drasha that you only give mosa to someone that's going to be mekabel the mosa is miloshin kafel darish le abu uba alma darshinon hoycheach toycheach afilu meyapam. This is not the well-known drash of Chazal. The well-known drash of Chazal is Aichiach Teichiach is coming to teach me after Freiter Ashash right here in Yevamah Samachem and days. The Marcho, what? That's the havamin of the Gemara. That was the Tchilas Asugya. But go through the Gemara. The Gemara said no. From Aichiach Teichiach, we learned that a Talmud has a mitzvah to give Teichach to his Rebbe. We learn from here Gansa Andre Alocha. Again, you have a Marcho that's quoting a Gemara. That now the truth is this Gemara that the Marcho quotes is not as Shver, because really there's another Gemara in Masechtas Eruchin Daf Tezayin Marim Mokim Ani Lecha. There's a Gemara in Eruchin Daf Tezayin. Take a look at the Ramban right here in our Sugi. The Mukhi Yosef quotes the Ramban already also, where there seems to be a Mashmoyis from a Gemara there that maybe that's the way it is. But stating that, it's still a Shver Marsha Ein Brashash. But again, you see that it's not so posh this Gemara. So the takeaway of this Gemara is that it's funny. I always thought Pasayich Tiftach Afilo Meyapamim is from the Ribe Aloshin. That's because Girsa the Yankas, I once learned Rashi and Chumash. But the emes is have a Mefurish Gemara from Mitzian. Not that way. The reason you have this conflicting mashmoy is because it's a Rashi and Chumash, which comes from a Sefri. And really, you have Rishonim and Achronim in different places that quote this idea, which is mamish, not like the sugi here in Elam Metzias. And there's so many nafkaminas lalacha, because the Gemara darshan so many psukim and so many different dinim from the Kefal Aloshin. And if the Kefal Aloshin is really coming to teach me, afilu me'apamim, you mamish have to sit down and learn Kol HaTayra Kula Regalachas to try to figure out what all the ramifications are going to be. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura, just to be messiah with one thing, and that is that one of the many things that were mentioned here in the Gemara was the mitzvah of Teichacha. Segue. Hoycheach Teichiach. And from the word Teichiach, we learn Afilo Me'apamin. And from the word Teichiach, we learn, from the word Teichiach, we learn that even a Talmud to a Rebbe, the emphasis is this whole Indian of Hoycheach, Afilo Me'apamin, and Teichiach, that even a Talmud Rav, they're both things that are totally in a lot of ray. First of all, there's a Rashi in Chumash in the beginning of Parshas Devarim. Right, the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Teichach. Eila Advarim, Rashi says it's all Musar. It's all Teichach. And the Pasuk says that when did Moshe Rabbeinu give this Musar? Vayihi b'arbam shana, ba'ashtei asa chodesh, be'echad ha'chodesh, diber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, k'choy la'shetziva Hashem oisoy aleihem. Rashi says Melamed Shlo Yochichon Ela Samach Lamisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael Musa, but when did he do it? He did it Samach Lamisa. Mimi Lomad, who did Moshe Rabbeinu learn it from? Yaakov Shlo Yochichach Es Banav Ela Samach Lamisa. Omar he said Ruvein Beni Ani Oimel Lecha Mepnei Ma Lo Yachticha Kol Hashanim. So he says he gave them a whole Musa Shmos. I'm skipping a long Rashi. Says Rashi Umepnei Arba Dvarim Ei Moshechichon Es Adam Ela Samach Lamisa. There's four reasons that you're supposed to give a person Musa Samach Lamisa. Number one, Kidei Shlei Yehi Moshechichai. You want to know why you do it Samach Lamisa? Because like this, you're not going to do it again because it's Samach Lamisa, right? So this is his last licks. So you do it Mamish Samach, it's a deathbed, not confession. This is a deathbed diatribe. I don't know. Musa Shmuz. But the bottom line is, that's the way you're supposed to do it. So you shouldn't do it again. It's a Pella. All the Rishonim ask this Kasha. This is one of the great Kashas of all time. And then Mitznacheni, you find that when you're supposed to give Musa, you're supposed to give Musa Mamish Samach Lamisa. So that's the Kasha on Hoycheach, which teaches me Afilo Me'apamim. The second part, the seifa of this halacha, is also something that is very, very much totally in raid. And that is, because if you look at the Rambam, when he brings the laws of Teichacha, so the Rambam is in Hilchas Deis, it's in Perek Vav, and he goes through all the halachas. It's a whole Shulchan Aruch related to the laws of Teichacha. The Rambam's Yad Chazak, he lays it out, Klar Kemin Samlo, Shulchan Aruch. And the Rambam omits one halacha. You know which halacha the Rambam omitted? The Rambam omitted the halacha that a person that has a chiyuv to give teichacha, even if it's a Talmud to a Rebbe. And the Lechem Mishnah says, Sarachin, the Rambam left out such an important halacha. I mean, the whole word in the Torah, in the mitzvah, I mean, the whole mitzvah is two words, teichach, teichach, and teichach is coming to teach me this halacha. So it's mamash apela, how could the Rambam have left it out? If you look in the Mishnah Melech, so this is not from the Mishnah Melech, it's from the Magi in the Mishnah Melech, who was a Kadmon. But if you look in the Magi of the Mishnah Melech, so he says like this, he says, Lechem Mishnah hikshal Rambam, amai loy hevi din zed afilu Talmud l'rav. So says the Magia, says, I don't think it's fair. Because the Rambam already said it. He said it somewhere else. He said in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and it's a chfalos on what he said in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So what did Rambam say in Hilchas Talmud Torah? It's Perakei Halacha Tes. Ra es Rabbi over al Devei Torah. If somebody sees his Rebbe being over al Devei Torah, Oymar lo, you should tell him, Limadatonu Rabbeinu kach v'kach. Rebbe, you taught us Right? We learned the sugis, we learned Deva Matzias together. This is Chai V'Hachris, not a Reilu Shaloi. Right? You're supposed to tell him that. The money was spread out. Or wasn't spread out. So the point is, that's what you're supposed to say. Limad Ton Rabbeinu Kach V'Kach. So says the Magi and the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam didn't bring it in Hilchas Deis because he brought it over there. And then he says that Ayin Shar Ephraim Siman Hei. He says, take a look at the Shar Ephraim Siman Hei. He was Ma'arich on this. So I took a look in the Shar Ephraim Siman Samach Hei. And boy, is that a Shalal Rav. I mean, we don't have time to go through this now. But the Shar Ephraim, he brings this Magiyah from the Mishnah Melech. And he says, he mamash doesn't understand the Magiyah from the Mishnah Melech. He says, it's mamash a peloton. He says, why? He says, because learn the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, how you give Teichacha. Teichacha is a ganze esekri, right? It's not so pashut. When a person gives someone Teichacha, you're supposed to give him Musar. Musar, you tell him you understand what's going on over here. You talk to him about Tzchar V'Oimish. Ad Hakah. The Rambam says, right? You push it up to the point where you see this guy, his facial expressions and his body language are that he's about to take you out. As in Hachoyvel B'chaveir, I think. Right? This is getting very, very dangerous. Your push is supposed to risk your life and your well-being, push in your whole future to give a person Teichacha. And there's a whole Indian of how you do. You talked about Olam Haba, you talked about Olam Hazi, you talked about Scharva Oynish, you do a Perabim, you don't do a Perabim, you do it multiple times. The Rambam doesn't say that in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah says, Ros Rabbi Oyver al Divrei Torah, Oymer loy lamad atonu Rabbeinu, kach v'kach. Yeah, you give him a shout out. And if he doesn't listen, Megate Vaiter. So it doesn't sound like that's Hilchas Toichach. If the Rambam held this Toichach in Talmud, the Rabbi couldn't have falosach on what he wrote in Hilchas Talmud Torah. And he says, that's why the Lecha Mishnah blei Tzorchin. Lecha Mishnah knew every Rambam, you think, right? I mean, that is the Lecha Mishnah. Right, his name was Rabbi Avram Bibiton, but he's known to us as the Lecha Mishnah, as one of the Noisa Karish Mai Bisra Lecha Mishnah. He's the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam. So he didn't forget a Rambam. He knew the Rambam. But Pshan and the Lecha Mishnah is because he understood that their Rambam is not Teichacha. And because their Rambam is not Teichacha, either way, he has a whole Arichas. It's Kedai to see it if you want to go through it. But the bottom line is, it's a whole Arichas on Ar Gemara and Icheshbin's Da Afilu Meyapomen, right? Because really, the two Raidbites are totally Zebazeh. Because how do you know Teichiach? Afilu Tamil Rav, it's from the Ribui Haloshin, it's from the Kefal Haloshin. Maybe the Rambam learned the Kefal Haloshin is coming to teach me Afilu Meyapomen. Like the Sefri, not like the Gemara. Or maybe, the Rambam held like Reb Shimon at the end of the Gemara, who doesn't even darshan the Kefal Haloshin. He starts cheshbinning all the other Rambams, and you have to cheshbin, because the Rambam does bring some of the other dinim that are learned out from the Kefal Haloshin. So it's mamish very much an iyun on our Gemara that we learned right now. Now, I mentioned the tshuva was fascinating. I'll tell you why, and we'll end with this. And that is, the tshuva was really the second of a series of two tshuvas. So it's in Shar Ephraim, it's Simen Samech Dalid, and it's Simen Samech Heh. And the two tshuvas are addressing the same exact Maisa Shaya Kachoya. So there was a Yid who got up and he gave a drasha, this medrash, and in his drasha, he was talking about the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sna. This drasha, by the way, was a Shabbos HaGadol drasha, so it's also Dovah B'Itay Matay. And he said as follows, ready for this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sna. He says, Ke'ei Yimach, I'm going to be with you. V'zelucho ois, Ki anoichi shalachticho, Voitziach es ha'omi Mitzrayim, Tavdun eso alikim alo harazeh. So this Yid, this Baldarshan, he was bothered with a kasha. He said, Tavdun eso alikim alo harazeh, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. V'yoymer, Hashem is talking. Ki anoichi shalachticho, right? So why did Hashem say, Tavdun eso alikim? What he should have said was, Tavdun oisni. So what's Tavdun eso alikim? This was his kasha. And he had other kashas as well. So he said like this. He said, I hold that the Pasuk, Tavdun eso alikim alo harazeh, is not talking about Hashem telling Moshe that the Yidden are going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Elohim over here is Miloshin Choyl. Really, it's Elohim. And it's referring to the Cheto Egel, which Klal Yisrael worship by the foot of Sinai. Aluva Kalash and Insa B'toichu Pasa. Klal Yisrael worship the Cheto Egel by Har Sinai. And they said, Eile Elohecho Yisrael. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. He said, Tavdu not Esu Elohim B'loshin Kodesh, but Es. That's what he was talking about. This was really a reference. It was a remes to the chet ha'ego. So this Yid gets up and he gives this drasha. And it seems it's not the first time this Baldarshan had said things that maybe not everybody properly understood. Anyways, it was one kanoi over there. He got up and he said, he's being moicha. He says, what are you doing? You're taking the shem kodesh and you're being mahapachin into a shem choil, and he started being mecharif him and megadif him, and he literally, he mamish embarrassed him in a terrible, terrible way. He said, you're a koifa be'ikya, you're a koifa be'tayas moishna, we have to be boidik de'ichis, and he threw the whole book at him, and everything he could possibly say. Either way, kimuvin, it created an uproar. And this yid, the moichiach, the person that got up and gave the musa shmuz, so he wanted to be vindicated that what he did was the right thing. So he sends the whole maisa shahaya kachaya to the Shah Ephraim. Now, it's interesting, Shah Ephraim writes a long tshuva about what do you do about someone that does something like this, but mecherim, like what's the shulchan aruch of how you're supposed to deal with it? And then at the end, he says like this. He says, you know, the Gemara says, Rapapa said, tasily, because if I ever saw Tzur Mirabanan do something, I didn't go to sleep until I was mahapach b'schusa. And it sounds like this baldash, I know he is, but it sounds like he's an Adam Gadol. And if that's the case, I'm not going to put my head on a pillow until I'm mahapach b'schusay. So he started saying the shtickle tayra. He says, maybe you didn't understand the drasha. Avadi, he learned tavdan esol kim alaharaz as referring to the Eibishta. But we know that Rabbi Akiva was derish asin shepetayr, shem benam suni, nachem ish gamzu. So maybe he was bothered, what's tavdan esol kim? Es is l'rabois. So maybe es is l'rabois the ego. And he said, the emes is like this. The beginning of the pasuk also says, "Boitziyacha esa om mi mitzrayim tavdun esa alikim alaharazeh." Who's the esa om? So he said, the esa om is probably the erev rav, and the erev rav is going to be tavdun esa alikim, meaning the om klal yisrael. They're going to worship Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but the erev rav, who was nichshu with the chate egel, they're the esa om. What they're going to be tavdun is esa alikim. Either way, he says, I'm choshen, maybe that's what he meant. He says, now, even if he meant that, I don't like the pshat, and I would not say it, certainly not say it, barabim. But he says, I feel like I have to be mahapach b'schusay, and if he meant that, then your reaction was a overreaction, and as a result, I don't agree with you. Either way, it's a very, very long tshuva in Shas Tshuva Shah Ephraim. The next tshuva Samachay, the Shah Ephraim gets another letter. And this time, he gets a letter from the Baal Darshan. And Kamuvin, the Baal Darshan, reveals himself. He tells him who he is. So who is the Baal Darshan? He actually wrote a very famous sefer. It's not in circulation. But the sefer is called Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef. Now there is a Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef that's in circulation. This is another Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef. The mechaber of Shailos Teshuvos Eidos B'Yosef was Rabbi Yosef Almasnino. So he came from the Ottoman Empire, you know, Morocco, Tunisia. Interestingly, at the end of his life, he was in Nicklesburg. So that's quite the track. But the bottom line is, that was this Yid, Rabbi Yosef Almasnino, and he gave the drasha. And he sends this whole story to the Shah Ephraim. And when the Shah Ephraim gets this letter, so the Shah Ephraim is very taken aback. He says, it's you? He says, you see, I was mahapach b'schus because I felt that it came from a tzur m'rabbanon and the Talmud Chacham. He says, I didn't even know it was you. Wow, it's funny. He knew he was, and he had tremendous respect for him. And he handles with him, and it's in that conversation with the handling this inyan, this tshuva, that the Shah Ephraim goes off on a tangent about a Talmud giving musa to a Rebbe, because that's really what's happening over here. He was the Rav, and they gave him very, very stark to the Chacham. The Rambam doesn't bring that halacha that the Talmud's allowed to be mechiach a Rav. He says, either way, what this yid did was wrong, he tells him. And the reason is because even when you're allowed to give musa, sir, your first move is not to embarrass him, Barabbas. It could be at some point, but whatever. But you certainly can't do it right away. And this is the first musa. Did anyone sit him down and tell him, you understand that what you're doing is not okay? He says, nobody ever did that. And if nobody ever did that, then for sure what this person did was wrong. Either way, they get into a whole discussion. One of the things that Rabbi Yosef Almasnino told the Shah Ephraim was, he said that the Arizal says, the Pasuk says, Zoyveach le'elehim yachram, bilti l'Hashem levadeh. So what does that pasuk mean? If somebody shechs l'alehim, l'ashen chay, l'avay d'zara, yachram, yischai misa, bilti l'Hashem levadeh, you have to bring your kabanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Arizal said, he said that he saw brought down in a sefer, that really what the pasuk is coming to say is that when a person brings a carbon, so when you makiv a carbon, you want to say that this chatos is l'Hashem, this oil is l'Hashem. You have to say l'Hashem, you're not allowed to say l'alehim. And Arizal said, the reason you can't say l'alehim is because although l'alehim, avad is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you also find l'alehim acherim. You find the word l'alehim being a l'ashen chay. And being that you find a l'ashen chay, if you're going to say Elohim, Elohim, it sounds a little like Shitov, and it's awesome to do that. And he said, that's the oimik of Zoyveach lo Elohim Miloshim Kodesh Yochram. On some level, it's Yochram. So he said, you see, that Rizal already took Elohim, which is Choyl, and he made from it Kodesh. So make a taste, you can't go the other way around. This is what's going on in this tshuva. It's mamish a fascinating beyond tshuva. But either way, this is what happened. Lamaisa, the Sha'ar Ephraim, as we mentioned, he was Mahapich B'Schus in an incredible way. I found a tshuva from the Shoel Meisrib, Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzen, who was an enikel from the Sha'ar Ephraim, and he was talking about this Yid, Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, and he says, take a look at my Zayda, how he was Mechavavim, and how he was Mahapich B'Schus, because really what he did was, the Olam felt wasn't okay. Abiyaldi was a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham, you always have to be Melamed Zchus. Incidentally, at the end of the tshuva, he tells him there's an easy way out of the whole thing. It's so easy. He says there's such an easy way out. All you have to do is get up and say, Anshuldik, say I'm sorry, it was taken out of context, I never meant this is the Pashup Shad, I meant the Drush. I thought you could, maybe you can't. If you can't, I'm sorry. And you'll be over and done with. This is like a clinic and how you just, whatever. Sometimes the answer is not nearly as complicated as you think it is. He says the whole thing will be diffused. And if somebody has kindness on you afterwards, then he's wrong. You did something. And if you made a mistake, so good, you're my device of Yeruchim. Then you can't have kindness on you anymore. It's like the last two paragraphs of the Shuvah. He says, it's so posh what you should do. Like, there's no shayla. Just get up and bake mechila. Do it Allah tonight. Davni nezes tonight by Afi Koyman. If I have to, I do. If I don't, I don't. Whatever. Who cares? Lamaisna. Yeah, but it's shloshim yoyim koydim l'chag. But he says, there's an Eitzah here. And if there's an Eitzah here, he says, I don't know what the big deal is. There's such an easy way out. But I'll just tell you one very interesting thing. If you read the bio of Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, so Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, Baal Eidus Bi Yosef, a big part of his story is he was very, very good friends with a man who today is known as Nathan of Gaza, who was, of course, Shabtai Tzvi's right-hand man. And he was very, very close to him. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino was one of the very staunch early supporters of Shabtai Tzvi. Now, there's a very important disclaimer here. The important disclaimer here is that many, many, I don't know if I could say Roif, we have to ask Nachi Weinstein, but I don't know if you could say Roif, but for sure, many, many, many of the Gedolei Yisrael were supporters of Shabtai Tzvi. L'chatchila. And then when Shabtai Tzvi was exposed as being Shem Rasham Yerkev, like the Chassam Sofer calls him, so at that point, it's already a whole different story. Oh, but l'chatchila made Kara, the fact that he would have been friends with Nathan of Gaza, by the way, Gaza of Gaza fame, and the fact that he would have been a staunch supporter of Shabtai Tzvi, it is what it is. And if we're going to not learn Svarim, for example, of supporters of Shabtai Tzvi, we're going to have a big problem. Right, Beroshim, just to give one dogma, the Knesset HaGdol. Knesset HaGdol was the biggest supporter of Shabtai Tzvi, Kiyodua, right? At Kidekach, I'll tell you something fascinating, that there's a Knesset HaGdol that writes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, that if you smoke on Tisha B'Av, you chayv misa. As I state in Knesset HaGdol, that you're not allowed to reichen on Tisha B'Av, and if you smoke on Tisha B'Av, chayv misa. It's not something you're allowed to do. So there's in the Shailos Hatshuva Zecher Yosef, from Rabbi Yosef Zechariah Stern, one of the great Sinais of all time. So Rabbi Yosef Zechariah Stern, and this is in Eir Chaim Chelik Beis, so he brings this Knesset HaGdol, he says, Apelli, and I'll let a smoke on Tisha B'Av, and Noch Yechayev Misa, right? So a man who's smoking back in the day, you take a cigarette before you had a coffee, right? So, like, Yechayev Misa, he's a pshat zazai. He's a pshat, he said, because the Knesset HaGdol was a supporter of Shabtai Tzvi. And because he was a supporter of Shabtai Tzvi, he went along with Shabtai Tzvi. And we know one of the first things Shabtai Tzvi did was he was Mevatel Tisha B'Av. And because he was Mevatel Tisha B'Av, he says, the Olam ate that first Groysa Tisha B'Av, because Mashiach was supposed to come. And he said that the Knesset HaGdol was doing Tshuva Samishka. He felt you had to do Tshuva. You had to do Tshuva over the fact that the whole generation ate on Tisha B'Av. So you know what he said? The next Tisha B'Av, we're going to go Akatsa L'Akatsa. Not only are we going to mourn the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, but we have to mourn what we did. And that is, we're not even going to reichen. He says, it's poshet. It was the Knesset HaGdol, Shitasa. He said, who was a follower, and he was doing Tshuva. He was being misakin the fact that that whole generation ain't on Tisha B'Av. But Al Kapar, this is the Knesset HaGdol we're talking about. So the Eidus B'Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, he was a very, very staunch supporter of Shabtai Tzvi. The reason this is so interesting is because who was the Sha'ar Ephraim? You know who the Sha'ar Ephraim was? Sha'ar Ephraim is a Kadman. Shailos Tshuva, Sha'ar Ephraim was written in the early 1600s. He had a daughter who had a son, the Chacham Tzvi. The Sha'ar Ephraim was a Chacham Tzvi's grandfather, which means he was Rabbi Yaakov Emden's grandfather. Either way, the Sha'ar Ephraim, mamish, was mahapich b'schusei of this yid, Rabbi Yosef Al-Masnino, who's a supporter of Shabtai Tzvi. Again, an early supporter of Shabtai Tzvi. Just the whole world comes together a little bit. Regardless, we'll stop.